Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're presented, as you heard right there, by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Love Matt Mertz. All that they do for us is beautiful wife Lisa. Thank you to them for everything. Dunkin', the official coffee of The Fan Morning Show, and we do welcome in right now from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Busy day yesterday, continues on. Mike DeFabo covers the Pittsburgh Penguins. Michael, good morning to you. How's everything?
Hey, everything's going great. I love hearing the story about Jim and the chicken wings. The fact that he likes the flat, his wife likes the drumsticks. It's like, sounds like the perfect love story to me.
They have been the perfect love story.
It works.
For decades. Yeah, right? I mean,
yes,
absolutely, positively. All right, love story. Speaking of love story, at least a matchmaking, Brock McGinn, is this just a cheaper, maybe kind of does everything sort of the way that Tanev does? What are we getting here?
Yeah, I think it's a similar type of player. He's a little bit bigger. He makes a little bit less money, so his cap hits 2.75. But basically, all the reports on him are very similar. He's the energy guy who, you know, he's an elite penalty killer, role-playing guy. They talked about some of the intangibles he brings to the dressing room. Very much sounds like Brandon Tanev. And I think it's important when we say this. Brandon Tanev is a very interesting cat in a lot of different ways. He's a very unique individual, and you're not going to replace Brandon Tanev. This isn't going to be the exact same guy. But you needed to get a grimy bottom six kind of winger who could contribute on the penalty kill, and that's exactly the kind of player that they went out and got.
Why no involvement in the game of goaltending musical chairs that seem to take place around the league? Do they really believe in Jari as the guy?
That's a huge question. You know, afterwards, we talked with Ron Hextall, and he said that he anticipates that Tristan Jari and Casey DeSmith will both be back next season. And now the question is, well, why is he saying that? Is he saying that because they were sitting around waiting for the right goalie at the right price and it didn't come, and they decided yesterday, well, the options we have are better than overpaying somebody else? Is he saying that because they wanted somebody and they kind of missed out? Or is he saying that just because those guys are on the payroll right now, and why would you talk down to a player that you're already paying money to deflate the interest, deflate the value of your own asset if he does have plans? So I think that even though those two guys are on the roster right now and Ron Hextall says he anticipates they'll be back, I don't think that that's necessarily a guarantee. And I think that if they could, they might still look into a goaltender. Now the issue, though, is yesterday a lot of them moved. So at this point, you're almost looking at making a trade if you do want to make any kind of an upgrade in net. And you have very little salary cap space to do something like that.
Well, that's my question, Mike, is who else is out there? And like you said, you can always make a trade, but there's really nobody that, I mean, even the Bruins traded that young guy that had beaten the Penguins. They kept him and then they traded him, or they didn't expose him and then they traded him anyway. But who's out there other than the guy who doesn't want to go to Chicago?
Right, the guy who doesn't want to go to Chicago. That's a great way to describe him. But, so I don't know that Fleury's a realistic option. I just don't, given his salary cap hit. And my big thing here is just because Vegas gave up Marc-Andre Fleury for absolutely nothing, that doesn't mean that Chicago is going to, considering they're expecting him to be their goalie right now. It would be a very bad look, and it would leave you without a goalie. So at this point, I think if you're looking at a trade, a couple teams, I think, have goalies that they might be willing to move. One is Los Angeles and Jonathan Quick. And I think that that's interesting because Jonathan Quick won a Stanley Cup with Ron Hextall before Hextall then got the Philadelphia job as GM and then Quick won a second Stanley Cup. He would be interesting because they have a young guy in Cal Peterson who's 26 years old, emerging starter. So maybe they're a team that right now they're in rebuild mode. I don't think the Quick factors into this window, so maybe you could do a trade spitballing. You give them Tristan Jarry, they give you Jonathan Quick or something like that. You've got a more veteran guy to win now, and you get Jarry off the books. The other team that I think is going to be dealing a goalie is the Dallas Stars. They went into this situation with – they had Anton Khudobin, who came within a couple games of winning the Stanley Cup. They have a young, promising guy, Jake Oettinger, who they believe is going to be their future. And then Ben Bishop, when he's healthy, he's a three-time Vezina Trophy finalist. The issue is Ben Bishop is not healthy, and he's coming off surgery and didn't play all of last year. But an interesting dynamic yesterday was Dallas, even though they had that seemingly surplus in goal, they went out and they signed Braden Holtby. So now they've got four goalies if Ben Bishop's healthy. So they're a team that I could see Anton Khudobin being available in a trade that I think would very much make sense for the Penguins. So now that the Penguins have kind of lost out on the free agent options, I think that those could be some possibilities in a trade if they truly do want to upgrade that position.
Time right now, 9:08. Good morning to you. Brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Away from the net and back to the skaters, why couldn't a match be made for Freddie Gaudreau, seemingly a useful part here in Pittsburgh? Did he just make too much money somewhere else?
Yeah, he got, he's basically a fringe NHL player. He spent all of the 2019-20 season in the minors. Last year, he really proved himself given his opportunity. He got 2 years at 1.2 average annual value. So that's not a whole lot more than what Evan Rodriguez got. Basically, it's one more year and $0.2 million per season more. I don't know what the decision-making was on that. I don't know whether they felt like Evan Rodriguez was more versatile, or what it was. But, ultimately they decided to move on from him. And I think that a lot of these decisions have to do with the salary cap. The Penguins went into this day with just $7.4 million in cap space after making just a couple basically signings that are role-playing forwards. They have $3.6 million right now. And that's before you sign Zach Aston-Reese, and you still have a massive hole to replace Cody Ceci in some form or fashion. So you figure you sign Zach Aston-Reese, you sign Radim Zahorna, you sign a $1 to $2 million right shot defenseman, all of a sudden you have zero salary cap space. So I think that they were really hamstrung by the cap constraints, and I think that definitely factored into some of the things that happened yesterday.
Well, Mike DeFabo, a Pens insider from the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. How interested is Ron Hextall in maybe moving some cap space out? I mean, Zucker and or Pettersson would seem to be prime targets there. That would give you the room to go out and talk about the additions that are still necessary that you mentioned, maybe even backfill with some younger guys who Hextall has mentioned a lot. And also, you mentioned Jarry for Quick. Why not Jarry for Fleury as a part of that? Because I think there's only a $1.2 million difference and only a year difference in age.
I think you're definitely going to see some changes coming here. And I think that some of the things that you're mentioning make sense for sure. There's been – the writing has been on the wall with Marcus Pettersson and Jason Zucker. Both of those guys have just felt like very obvious trade targets based on their salary cap hit. And I think it would make a ton of sense for the Penguins to move one of those guys. Marcus Pettersson especially seems like the guy it just feels like too many things make sense for them there. So – you've got to have a trade partner. You've got to have in a world where teams are literally, quite literally, in the case of Marc-Andre Fleury, giving away future Hall of Fame players for absolutely nothing to get salary cap space, you're going to have to find a team that's willing to take on some of these contracts. And I think that that's the challenge. Now that free agency, the dust has kind of settled and maybe some teams look at their needs, maybe the market opens up a little bit more. But the guys you're mentioning make perfect sense, and now it's a matter of if they're able to make those kind of trades and find somebody who's willing to take on these contracts.
Okay, so I'm sitting there. Jeff and I are in the press box at Heinz Field, and we're keeping track of what's going on with free agency while getting ready for football. And Jeff says, he just says out loud, Dominic Simone. I said, what? Where? He goes, here. Can you explain that to me? He's a fine young man, okay? And yet we want to bring in bigger forwards. It just doesn't. I get Rodriguez, okay, because he grew on me, Erod, and the versatility and the energy and everything. I get that. Why bring back Dominic Simone? I just don't understand it.
Yeah, that is hilarious. Basically, what they brought in was Dominic Simone and a souped-up version of Dominic Simone with their first two signings. That's what Evan Rodriguez is kind of too. And it is kind of surprising to me because those guys, to me, really fit the Mike Sullivan mold of the type of player you want. Not necessarily the Ron Hextall, Brian Burke mold, or at least what I would imagine would be their mold. But specifically when it comes to Dominic Simone, here's the very key factor here. He signed a two-way contract at virtually the minimum. So what that means is here's a player that we know we have played with Sidney Crosby, right? And some people right now are probably smashing their radios thinking of the thought of Dominic Simone flubbing a shot that Sidney Crosby sets him up for. But you have a guy that you know what he brings as high as the Sidney Crosby line, and it's a two-way contract. So I think there's a very real possibility that Dominic Simone starts the year in Wilkes-Barre-Scranton, or throughout the year he's back and forth between Wilkes-Barre-Scranton. He's a depth player on a the minimum, essentially, contract that you know what you're getting and you know can fill a hole. That's kind of how I look at it. You know, this isn't a big part of their vision. They're not going to be playing him in the top six. They didn't go out probably thinking, man, we got to get Dom Simone, and if we don't, our day is going to be done in free agency. I just look at it as a player that they know what they're getting, and it's a very low-cost option to add some depth to the organization.
All right, you started at the very top talking about wings, which means you want to talk about wings, all right? Now, today's National Chicken Wing Day, is my understanding. Even though there's a nationwide shortage on chicken wings, they're still going to hold it, which is fine. I like it. Take us through handicapping the full wing versus the small wing, the blue cheese versus the ranch, all of that kind of stuff. In the Mike DeFabo world of wings, where do you stand?
Let me just say that chicken wings are literally my favorite food. If I could eat chicken wings for every meal, I most certainly would.
Okay.
And why aren't you eating some right now, Mike?
I had some last night, as a matter of fact, okay, from Frank's on Troy Hill.
Oh.
They were some honey mustard. Or,
yes.
They're real good. Real good.
Real good. Real good. Yes, I like Frank's. Frank's Buffalo Chicken Pizza can't be beat. Anyway, continue.
We had some of that as well. After playing a softball game, which we lost, but anyway.
Naturally.
Well, so growing up in Latrobe, it's hilarious to me. Across the street from, it's like a small town. There's Dino's and Sharky's, and they both have chicken wings, and that's what they're both famous for. But here's my take. I think that I prefer flats.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I can eat them in one bite. Have you guys ever seen that, where you like put in your mouth, pull it out, clean it
out? Yeah, you're not doing anything a lot of other people don't do.
You're
go
not
ahead,
breaking
continue.
News.
Yeah,
show
right.
off.
And see what you got to get when you go to Dino's. You get the all flappers. You get them triple times, which makes them extra crispy.
Oh.
And yeah, that's the way to order them. See, I think I would say, but it's almost you need both. You know, there's the whole flats versus drumsticks debate.
Yeah.
But you enjoy the flat more because you have the drumstick as kind of a complement to it, you know? So, I don't know. That's my take on it.
Are you a spicy wing guy, or are you like a garlic parm kind of guy?
Yeah, where are you here?
I like hot garlic is one that I'll go
with.
Look
at that. Best of both worlds.
This guy's all over the place. All right, what about ranch or blue cheese?
Blue cheese. You got to get blue cheese.
Crumbled or the dressing style?
No one brings you crumbled. It's like the dressing with the blue cheese in it. Yeah, that's.
I have no problem finding crumbled. You know
but you can't really dip your wings in it, though.
No, what you do is you smush it on. You smush it on the top.
It.
Yep, right on the top. They don't have that down at Dino's Bar and Grill, in Lake
boys
Trump.
Are back.
Yeah, the boys are back. The boys are back. You say it twice, Jim. I like the song.
Yeah,
but they don't have crumbled blue cheese at Dino's.
I've literally never heard of any place that has crumbled blue cheese. You get, no. It's not a thing. I've never heard of that. I think you're just making something up. I've never heard of that.
No, I'm not making something up. All right, continue. We'll talk to you about hockey down the road, probably next week. We appreciate it. Mike DeFabo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Take it easy.
All right, thank you guys.
See ya.
Thanks, Mike. Good Mike's a goaltender, please.
I'm not making up crumble blue cheese.
I'm like Mike. You mentioned that earlier. I was like, wait a second. Does he mean like the actual crumbles of blue cheese?
No, crumbled blue cheese. Yes, crumbles of blue cheese. It's like aged blue cheese, and it's
The actual blue cheese, not the dressing. Yeah,
correct. It's not wet. It's like
chunks
of blue cheese and you just crumbles.
Like, it'd be like Parmesan that you
and you just shove.
No, you don't shake it on. It's too big.
I'm saying it's okay,
yeah. And the consistency is just like
you just shove the nub of the wing down into the blue cheese and hope some.
Or
sticks.
You take the cheese and stick it on the wing and kind of.
It's a lot of work.
It's tastes much better than the sauce.
Huh, okay.
I I don't know. I'm a terrible wing eater, I guess.
I'd never heard of that
before.
They're
your wings. You eat them the way you want.
No, I don't. It gets too messy, I think, sometimes with the wing stuff. And plus, you never know how many to have. By the way, napkins, too. That's a key thing with wings. You could just bring me the whole container of napkins, and I'll use If I have to recycle and use two and keep folding it up and wiping in the spots that are clear, I can do that. If you give me a whole container of napkins, I'll use them all, too. Like
yeah.
I can, I
it's
ration
gonna get
them
messy.
Out. How many ever I have?
I'm gonna have it all over paper towels.
I'm gonna have it all over my face. It's gonna happen. Sorry.
You know, you like that move?
Yeah. The other move is if you get like room service wings at a hotel or something, you just use a towel. That's a big move. I don't do that. I've seen people do. Just use a towel.
Man, that would.
Yeah.
That would actually be kind of satisfying in a way.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.